British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak embraced Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Group of Seven, or G7 summit in Hiroshima, the Japanese city once destroyed by a U.S. nuclear bomb at the end of World War II.
Yeah, made it. Good, right, I'm going to go take a seat.
Sunak briefly slapped the back of Zelensky, who told reporters it had been a good day for Ukraine. He officially learned at the G7 that the United States would allow allies to give fighter jets to Ukraine, including F-16s, in a significant boost to Kiev. White House National Security Advisor Jack Sullivan confirmed the upcoming deliveries to reporters.
So as the training unfolds in the coming months, we will work with our allies to determine when planes will be delivered, who will be delivering them, and how many.
In response, Russia warned that Western countries would run colossal risks if they supplied Ukraine with F-16s. In recent days, Moscow has already hit the country with a barrage of missiles and drones. And on Saturday, the head of Russia's Wagner Group of mercenaries claimed his forces took complete control of the devastated city of Bakhmut in the east, but Kiev claimed fighting continued. Zelensky arrived at the G7 following a brief trip to Saudi Arabia, where he told Arab states to realize that most people who suffer from the Russian occupation of Crimea are Muslims. He urged the Arab leaders to help Ukraine free the peninsula and other regions and support Kiev's efforts to end the war. Zelensky praised Saudi Arabia for its offer to mediate in the armed conflict.
We already have a positive experience with Saudi Arabia regarding the release of our people captured by Russia. We can expand this experience. And even if there are people here at the summit who have a different view on the war on our land, calling it a conflict, I'm sure that we can all be united in saving people from the cages of Russian prisons. Unfortunately, there are some in the world and here among you who turn a blind eye to those cages and illegal annexations.
Zelensky indirectly referred to Syria, which openly supports Russia's invasion, and Iran, which delivered killer drones to Russia used in Ukraine. At the G7, where he later arrived, leaders agreed on more military support to Ukraine, while admitting that what they called Russia's war of aggression had caused an energy crisis. In a final declaration, they clarified that they would achieve a common goal of net zero emissions by 2050 by speeding up the use and search of what they described as clean energy. After the G7, US President Joe Biden was to travel to Australia, but he apologized to Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for not traveling there, as he had to rush back home to oversee budget talks and prevent the US first default in its history.
I truly apologize to you for having you to come here rather than me being in Australia right now.
I'm saddened that you are unable to come down next week, but I understand the circumstances that you're dealing with, and I would have done exactly the same thing. All politics is local.
All politics may be local, but our friendship is permanent.
Absolutely.
Both leaders later expanded their friendship with a climate, critical minerals, and energy agreement. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.